Good afternoon. It's afternoon, 12:44, and so this isn't a morning video as is my norm, and I haven't done a video in a while, devotional that is, and so today I am going to do that. Today's video is based on two verses from the Psalms, but before I read them, let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the wisdom that we find in your word. And I pray that you'd help me now to communicate some of that wisdom in this devotional now. Father, help me to speak according to your word and will. And Father, whoever hears this, I pray that they would hear not only my voice, but the voice of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the voice of your Spirit, speaking through your word to whoever hears this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first verse that I will read this morning is from Psalm 145, verse 4. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. Psalm 145, verse 4. And the other verse is from Psalm 127, actually more than one verse, verses 3 through 5 of Psalm 127. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. A quiver full of children, like arrows, in a quiver, will enable a man, it says, according to Psalm 127, to speak with his enemies in the gate. Meaning, when they come, he's going to be ready for them because he has some big, strong sons that will help him to defend his land, to defend something else, whatever it is. He has warriors on his side. And why is that? Well, because he has trained them so, and spiritually taken children, and we see this in the other verse I read, Psalm 145:4, one generation shall praise you to, or one generation shall praise your works to another, then shall declare your mighty acts. Spiritually, we raise up children, or we should, to praise the Lord, to be on God's side against God's enemies in a spiritual battle. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. And so about this verse, and Sunday evening, I preached on Psalm 145, and I had a quote in my sermon that as I'm preaching, it's in my notes, but I just flew over it. And this was the quote, Psalm 127:4 from George Swinnick, as arrows. Children are compared to arrows. Now, we know that sticks are not by nature arrows. They do not grow so, but they are made so. By nature they are knotty and rugged, but by art they are made smooth and handsome. So children by nature are rugged and untoward, but by education are refined and reformed, made pliable to the divine will and pleasure. They do God's will like arrows flying through the air. They hit their mark. You know, it's said that None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. It's said in Romans 3:23. That's the verse I'm looking for. Romans 3:23. And I'm going to turn to it because I know it, but I want to read it exact. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There we have a passage when it's talking about sin is actually, I believe the Greek word in that passage is hinting at the idea of an arrow, because we've all sinned means we've missed the mark. We've fallen short of God's glory. We're aiming for it. Like somebody with a bow and arrow, and Robin Hood hits that bullseye every time, and Christ hits that bullseye every time. But when we shoot our arrows, we miss. We miss here, we miss there, we miss here, we miss there. And not only that, but if we do not train up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, or if we do not train and discipline ourselves, and if we're not empowered by God's Holy Spirit, we can be, well, like George Swinnick says, just sticks, not really arrows. You try to shoot a stick with a bow, it's not going to go much anywhere. It needs to point. It needs to be streamlined. It needs to be formed in a way that heads towards that mark. And so we see in Scripture that God, He develops us as arrows. All things work together for good. The good things that happen in our lives, the troublesome things in our life, are made to make us better. And like the children who are arrows for their parents when they're battling their enemies, we become arrows for our Heavenly Father when we are refined, when we are formed, we are made right. And we praise, one generation praises his work to another. And we become more and more of that as we read the word, as we are formed, as we become arrows in God's hands. And so I like this quote by George Swinnick, but by education are refined and reformed. Now, education alone will not help us to hit that mark of the glory of God as we seek to glorify Him. You know, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That's our purpose. That's what we were made for. Just like arrows are meant to hit the heart of the enemy, we're meant to hit, well, part of the heart of the enemy. What, you change an enemy, you lose an enemy, you destroy an enemy by making him your friend. And God does that to us when He is our ambassador, sending out the gospel of Christ like arrows to hit in the hearts of people who don't know Him, people who are opposed to Him, people who are indifferent to Him because they hate Him with the hatred which does not really care. That arrow hits the heart of those people, and we are those arrows. We don't miss the mark. Why? Not because we have any power in our own to hit it, but by God's grace, by God's washing us in Christ's blood, by God's molding us, by the Holy Spirit's helping us to fly. Run, John, run, the law commands, but gives us neither feet or hands. But better news the gospel brings. It bids us fly and gives us wings. John Bunyan said that. And we fly like an arrow, or like eagles. We mount up with strength as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. And we will mount up with wings as eagles, Isaiah 40:31. And so we're called by God to be a sort of arrow in His quiver. because we are his children. In the battle against the devil, we can be arrows. And that's my devotional for today, about 10 minutes, a little more. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have these vast passages in Scripture that talk about children being a heritage from the Lord. And us, we are all your children, being arrows in your quiver. And the battle against Satan, and the battle for souls, that souls might be won. And so, Father, I pray you'd help me more than I have to be more of an arrow that flies to people's hearts, that the preaching I preach, the devotionals I preach, would be arrows in the hearts of those who need to know you. And Father, we thank you that you help us in our battles, our spiritual battles, to defeat Satan and to proclaim your kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.